I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
SportsCon that we've been talking about here at The Fan is this big experience where you get players from all sports gathering in one place. My man Andy Alberth puts it on. He's the cousin of Tony Romo, and it's always at Fair Park in Dallas. And over the weekend, we had Ari Temkin and Jesse Holly with an incredible guest list. And I think the best one, at least that I heard, and we're talking about Tank, Johnny Manziel, Pete Rose.
Yeah.
I'm like, I saw Spittle over the weekend, and he's like, yeah, they had Pete Rose. I said, Pete Rose? Pete Rose was there in Dallas.
Yeah, we stalked him in Vegas.
Yeah. Pete Rose sitting down with Ari Temkin and Jesse Holly, the personality, the knowledge. This one's for you. You're going to love this. I know you haven't heard it yet, but Pete Rose on how the game of baseball has changed.
The juice baseballs,
are we going to call it the juice baseball era? Are we going to call it the steroid era?
Right.
What the hell was my era? What was that? I mean, was that the greenie era? I mean, come on. They come up with an era. I mean, you know, one thing baseball has over the other sports. Okay, is this records? That's why baseball cards are worth more than football
100%.
Cards. You'll agree that.
Yes.
And I'm not.
Yes.
I love your sport.
Yes. I agree.
I bet on your sport, man. That's get on that. It's like, well, I live in Vegas, man. No, but it's just that you have to play the game the right way, and baseball is this analytics. I mean, can you name me a team in the last 5 years that won a World Series because of analytics? Because you drop your back shoulder and want to hit a home run?
Right.
Sure, you're going to make a lot of money. I don't blame the players for swinging for the fences. I don't blame the players if they want to strike out 200 times and hit 35 home runs. They'll make 10 or 12 million next year and three or four years after that.
Gosh, these analytic haters, and I'm not as into it as Choppy. And Sandler, he has a tremendous account for all of Rangers baseball. But some of these numbers, it just goes way over my head. But to hear Charles Barkley and Pete Rose continue just to talk about analytics, all analytics is extra scouting. That's it.
It's a different scouting.
When Pete was on TV before they kicked him off, and he's like, oh, this guy likes to throw the slider, or this guy's out pitch is this. That's all analytics is. This guy likes to throw to this part of the plate. This guy prefers the ball in that part of the plate. They're playing you here this percentage of the time. You're going to see one single safety, double high safety, the blitz, this percent. That's all it is. It's just extra scouting. But these old school fossils, and I love Barkley and I love Pete Rose, there's something about that word that just makes them disgusted.
I know, it is. Especially when...
is additional scouting.
It's additional scouting.
Why would you not want to know that J.J. Barea, his sweet spot on the floor in the fourth quarter, most 90% of the time is here? Or that Dirk loves the fade... Anything. It's tendencies. It's scouting.
That's what it is. I mean, especially when... You know, he says, what team in the last 5 years has won that was based on analytics? Houston?
Yeah.
The Chicago Cubs have Theo Epstein, who is like, Theo hired Bill James for crying out loud or something like that. It was just, he comes from the Red Sox tree, which Bill James is a huge part of. There's no reason.
And they tried to hire Billy Bean, according to the Brad Pitt movie.
Right, according to the Brad Pitt movie.
Great movie.
So there's definitely teams that win. Now, like the A's don't. The A's are the father of it. They don't win.
They made the playoffs.
Like, it's better for the 162 game long haul than it is the postseason. There's no doubt about that.
But the A's also don't invest, championship money in the roster.
Right.
The Rangers and
the Dodgers, by the way, are huge into it, and they've been in the last two World Series.
And the Rangers were actually more behind in analytics before this offseason than I thought they were. Because when I hear Banny, I'm like, oh my God, this is the perfect mix of, you know, high school pep talk coach and analytics guy, because we know that Banny really liked analytics. Well, they love it and have invested even more this offseason. That yeah. I know for a fact, because I was like, are you sure? That's surprising. And I was told, yeah, they're really going more heavily on analytics. But it's just...
They were early on in it, and then they got caught up, and now they're catching up.
It's just extra scouting.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. It's more tendencies. So that's Pete Rose. He's sitting down with the fan at SportsCon with Jesse Holly and Ari Temkin. Here's Pete with his analysis, including analytics, of the first half of the baseball season.
The first half of the baseball season this year, 43% of the runs scored were because of home runs. It's almost half.
That's crazy.
It's just like the NBA is becoming a three-point
league. I wonder what the percentage was when you were playing.
It's a three-point league.
Yeah. Right. You're totally right. I wonder what it was.
Dirk changed that. What was Dirk's the one that changed that.
What do you think the percentage was of runs
produced? Well, it went 43%.
You think it was 20?
We never had a game when a team had eight home runs in one game. Hell, if you have a game, you get eight home runs. That pitcher is going back to the minors.
Yeah. Well.
And Minnesota did it twice. They did it twice. That's 16 home runs in two games. Who's pitching, the water boy?
Yeah. So he's talking about all the power that's out there.
They're swinging for the fences too.
Yeah.
And Cody, I don't know if you picked this up. Did you watch the All-Star game? Were you able to watch it in Bahamas?
I chose not to watch.
Okay.
It. Yeah. I watched maybe for an inning.
So they mic'd up Bellinger and Yelich in the outfield, and they were talking about the swing versus guys of yesteryear. And Bellinger made like an offhand comment that I don't think a lot of people heard, but he said, We know what we're doing with our swings more now than they used to. Something like that.
Right.
And I was like, whoa. And he's right. I mean, like they've mastered the swing because of video and all that stuff.
Right, it's like a golf swing.
Yeah.
You're telling me that a golfer today versus Arnold Palmer doesn't know the mechanics of their swing more?
Yeah, of course they do, because they have video to use. They have
James
training.
Freaking Slater puts on Instagram every day the video analysis of her golf swing that she's getting into from the NFL Network.
I've got an app on my phone where I can film my kids pitching or hitting
like
and then go into super slow motion, and I can draw lines to make sure that they're making the C, the curve and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just way easier now. Like, you can know within a second whether you're doing something right or wrong.
Yeah. Pete Rose continuing right here on your home of the Rangers. Baseball popularity, where is it? Why isn't it higher? Pete says they need a face.
Mike Trout's got to be on TV more.
Right.
He's got to be in the playoffs. He's got to be in the World Series. You know, I was on good teams. Everybody knows who Johnny Bench is. Everybody knows who Joe Morgan is. Everybody knows who Mike Schmidt is.
Everybody knows who Pete Rose is.
I mean, because we were on good teams. Everybody knows who Frank Robinson was. Everybody knows who Willie Mays was.
Right.
Okay, so Trout, Yelich, the guy from Milwaukee, he's a real good player.
Yeah, MVP.
Of course, Betts last year was MVP for Boston. But if the team don't play well, you don't get the coverage. ESPN don't put the last place teams on TV.
Right.
They put the top teams on TV. And because they're trying to sell the game on TV. But Mike Trout is the best player in baseball today. And you don't even talk about his salary. Mm. You talk about other guys' salary. But when you talk about Mike, you talk about, oh, he hit another home run last night. Oh, he made another great catch last night. Oh, he stole third last night and won the game. They don't worry about how much money he makes. Normally, when a guy makes a lot of money, they always put that first.
Yeah.
You know, like you make $400 million, you're supposed to hit 40 home runs. And Bryce Harper, I mean, he's hitting below 250.
Oof.
But he's making the money. He's a good player. And he's in a big market. Philadelphia's a big market. Machado, the market's about as big as this place here, San Diego. How big is that market?
Right, right.
They don't take their radios to the beach. Do they? Well, you're not a beach goer, I can tell. You were born with that tan, brother.
I had to go back and listen to that three times. I wanted to see your face. Troy, just pull the last 5 seconds of that. He's talking to Jesse Holly.
The market's about as big as this place here, San Diego. How big is that market?
Right, right.
They don't take their radios to the beach. Do they? Well, you're not a beach goer, I can tell. You were born with that tan, brother.
You're not a beach guy. You were born with that tan. But he's talking about the markets, and he's absolutely right. I forgot what Mike Trout's contract number is. But with Bryce?
Oh, you know.
You know.
Because he's underachieving.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trout's worth every dime.
Yes.
Every dime. Even though he's not going to lead his team to the playoffs.
But market-wise, also, like, you know, and Bryce being more popular in the past in terms of his face. Like, Bryce's face has just been out there more. Mm-hmm. We know Bryce's personality more. So we know the contract more.
We know the contract. We know the face. We know the personality. We know where he plays.
Yeah.
That he's on a team that is fighting for a playoff spot. You know, the Angels kind of are. And the Angels have been more in the news over the last 2 weeks than they had all season. And they were in the news because they had a player die.
Right.
Like, that's the sad part about that, too, is like, you know, it took that to get Mike Trout in the public eye. You know?
Yeah.
Mike Trout's the greatest player I've ever seen. You know, clearly the best of the game right now. Nobody talks about him.
Mac Engel tweeting us, how much did Pete charge y'all for this interview? That is a Pete staple, doing nothing for free. But here he is on the balls being juiced. They asked him, because Justin Verlander has said it, the home run numbers are stupid. 43% of the runs accounted for in the first half of the season, 43 were from the home run. Pete Rose on Juice Balls.
Verlander is a Hall of Famer to be, a Cy Young winner, an MVP. And if he says the ball's juice, I have to believe him.
So, and now,
all I'm doing is watching these guys play every night, okay? We've had three teams in the first half. One team did it twice.
Right.
Hit eight home runs in a game. Now, I played 3,500 games, and I've never seen anything quite like that. We had the Yankees, who hit home runs in 31 straight games.
Yeah.
Where's the pitching? And by the way, the commissioner said, well, I know there's something up with the ball, but we're not responsible. Well, let me tell you something. Baseball bought Rollins, who makes the balls, last year. And the commissioner don't know what's going on to making the balls?
Wow.
You tell me over the years they didn't juice the balls for the home run derby? Here's another thing. Okay, did you watch the home run derby?
Yes, I did. It was awesome.
It was great, wasn't it? Did you watch the All-Star game?
No.
It was boring. You know why? Because the home run derby meant something to somebody.
Right.
He had two kids playing for the right to win $1 million.
They only made both those guys
560.
Yeah.
The All-Star game didn't mean anything to anybody. Just let's go play and get introduced and be on TV and go from there.
Man, he was right about Manfred.
Yeah.
I was ticked off that I was on vacation when I saw that. Rob Manfred's like, we acknowledge a difference. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, you own the company.
What a stupid, ignorant, blind comment to make.
Yeah, you own the company. And to think that you can't juice them. So I have a home run derby baseball from Josh's
Hamilton.
Home run derby.
Hamilton.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah.
If I were to take that ball on a regular one and just bounce them, that ball flies higher.
It does?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, man.
And that's a 12-year-old ball, 11-year-old baseball.
All right, listen to this real quick. They asked Pete, how do you juice a ball? What does that actually mean? How are they juicing them?
Do I look like a guy who makes baseballs? I hit the some.
You hit a lot of baseballs.
I didn't make them.
Okay, because so.
But if they make them.
What can they do to make the ball?
They make it harder. You know, I saw a ball a couple years ago. I was watching Anaheim play. And a long pop-up hit behind the dugout. I saw this my own eyes. Hit behind the dugout and bounced into the second deck. So the next day, I went out and bought a baseball. I did, and I took it apart. It takes you an hour to take all the seams and all this, you know, threads and stuff. And in the middle of the ball, when I played, it was a cork. Now, it's a little crazy ball.
Hmm. There you go.
Interesting.
Making it harder.
Yeah, and, you know, Manfred talks about how they've centered the core, the center of it, so make it less drag, so it's weighted more properly. People are asking me what the app is that I use on my phone for film my kids. It's called Huddle, HUDL. Just letting you know.
That's for
videotaping and being able to draw and on the line. People were asking on.
And you can sit there and edit,
media.
And
you can edit. You can drop it down to slow motion.
You have to pay for that?
No, it's free app. You can pay for a service to be able to do more things on it, which I don't.
Say what you want about Pete, like degenerate jerk. Liar. I could sit there. That's just a big, fat, baseball breakfast sandwich. I could just listen to him talk about it forever.
Yeah, and he's spot on Manfred. Manfred knows. Manfred knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And the players
know. And if you don't know what's going on, you shouldn't be the commissioner.
Yeah.
Then you're incompetent.
Kurt Schilling tweeted about this, talking about Verlander. He said, we handle these things every day. We know when a seam is a millimeter different.
Of course.
We know when the stitches are 1/236 off.
Yeah.
We know. And I buy it. They absolutely know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.